with Sam podcast, y'all. Just talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. You'll talk about it. Be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Tune, y'all.
But it's obvious if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we did it! We did it! Episode 300. 299 are in the record books. We're about to start 300. Me and Tasha are going to sit down and we're going to get into episode 300. We thank you guys so much because without you guys, we wouldn't be here. Thank you so much. Thank you for your continued support and your continued love. Man, I'm so amped about this podcast. I'm just going to fly through all the reads and stuff we got to go through right now. I want to say thank you guys so much for going to SamShowNation.com. 300 episodes worth of going to SamShowNation.com. Hitting the donate button, giving whatever, you know, you feel like a good person. You can still do that. Go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the donate button on the homepage, your current promotions page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Maybe you want something. You know, for going to SamShowNation.com, we always got a bunch of merch ready to go right there at the store at SamShowNation.com. You can get all your favorite t-shirts. You can get your stickers. Even my Apple people can get the free iTunes app. You can be one of the people. You can listen to all 300 episodes right there on iTunes. You can do it right there. You can subscribe. You can rate your favorite episodes. You can get into the podcast. You can talk about what do you like. Make a little community. You can subscribe, rate, and review. But hey, maybe you're not an Apple person. You can always go to SamShowNation.com. You can get that podcast link. If you Android, Windows, BlackBerry, if you still got it, you can go right there. You can get the Stitcher app. You can hear us live on Stitcher. You can hear us on TuneIn. You can get an RSS feed for my old school cats. If you don't have the iTunes app already, you can also go to SamShowNation.com and listen to it right there on the page. 299 episodes other than this one is right there on SamShowNation.com, man. We got some promotions for you guys because I'm so amped, man. I just want to jump into this episode. I'm so hyped. Man, 300! 300. Tasha is loading up her stuff right now. She's getting her mic ready. She's doing her thing. But in the meantime, the first sponsor, we got a question for you. Do you have a fave for the big game? Walmart wants to know. You can save big on the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos gear right in time for the big game that's happening later on today if you're listening right now. Got a fave for the big game? We got you covered. Hey, if you have not gotten your Super Bowl stuff ready, big game stuff ready, you can go to SamShowNation.com. Hit the promo button, current promotions page. Click the Walmart link. Get everything you need. Maybe you need some last minute snacks. Maybe you need some electronics. Hey, maybe you need that big screen TV to watch the game. Maybe you need some snacks. You can get Walmart free shipping on $50 or more. You can order it right at your store and go and pick it up as soon as today. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link, and order whatever essentials you need for the big game. Whatever snacks, whatever accessories. Maybe you need to keep your excitement aside. Maybe you need to keep it from the masses. They got headphones for sale. You can go ahead and do that. You can go ahead and get all the things you need. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Walmart link where I ask the question. Got a fave for the big game? Because it's game time right there at Walmart. The only way you can do it is go to SamShowNation.com. Click the current promotions page and click that link. The next sponsor we have for this show is the good folks at, you guessed it, Mrs. Fields. You need to get ready because the big game happening today, but even bigger game happening next week. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and they have special savings on select gifts. What you need to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click that Mrs. Fields link, and you can get a plethora of things for whoever your Valentine's Day recipient is. Go ahead and browse through their Valentine's Day catalog, which is here. Only way you can get to that is go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Mrs. Fields link. By clicking that Mrs. Fields link, you can get some things you can shop for your Valentine's, because your Valentine's Day deserves some sweets from Mrs. Fields. Made with love. They're introducing the Mrs. Fields chocolates. Who knows sweets better than Mrs. Fields? I tell you who. Nobody. You can do that. You can get Mrs. Fields assorted chocolates. You can go through the catalog and you can get the sweetheart bark. You can get the love bug bark bites for your sweetheart. You can get close to your heart totes where she could carry her Valentine's Day in her dues and whatever she got to do that day. You could be together forever with the hand frosted hearts and the nibblers package. You can go and get the You Are Dynamite. You are dynamite. Tell your sweetheart she is, he is, they are dynamite. Or if you want the Valentine's Day gift that keeps on giving, you can get the Treat of the Month Club for your Valentine's Day. That's when, you know, every day in the month, you get the 3-month package, you get the 6-month package, you get the 1-year package. Every month, they get a new treat, and you let them know that you're your Valentine. The only way you can go ahead and get that is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Mrs. Fields link, and get the gift especially made for your Valentine. Next sponsor is the good folks at Flower.com, who also knows that Valentine's Day is right around the corner and you can give that person fresh flowers. They're giving fresh flowers. I know what I just said. You can give them a bunch of flower packages. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the link at Flower.com. You can give them the 1 dozen I Love You roses. Tried and true, it's traditional for a reason, because it always works. You can go to SamShowNation.com, click the Flowers.com link, and you can get the Enchanting Romance package. You can sweep her right off her feet. You can sweep him right off his feet. You can sweep them right off their feet with the Enchanting Romance package. You can go ahead and get the Floral Celebration, where it's not necessarily roses, it's a little piece of whatever. Or maybe you can double down with the 2 dozen Kisses Roses. I may have to buy that one after this podcast. Who are we kidding? But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to SamShowNation.com and I'm going to click the link on the current promotions page. And you know what's the cool thing about SamShowNation.com and Flower.com? You can order it right there, or maybe you can talk to a real person. You can go ahead and call the 1-800 number and you can get it customized for whoever your sweetheart is. So go ahead, go to SamShowNation.com, click the link at Flowers.com, and send fresh flowers. And they also offer same day delivery, so go ahead and do that, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the good folks at Amazon.com. Who are we kidding? Out of all this Valentine's Day stuff, out of all this Super Bowl, big game stuff, you can go ahead and go to samshownation.com. Click the Amazon link. You can buy something for your sweetheart. You can buy something for yourself. You can buy something representing your favorite team. You can stream some good movies with Prime. Who are we kidding? You are going to Amazon anyway. That's just how the internet works. Hey, you can get mad if you want, but tell me you ain't going to Amazon. The only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com. Click the Amazon link and shop as you normally would. You can go ahead and watch Chi-Raq, which is on my watch list queue for Prime. I will watch Chi-Raq. I heard a lot of good things about it. I can't wait to watch it. You can go ahead and get some of them Valentine's Day. You can go ahead and answer somebody's wish list. One thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would, and we're going to take it from there. So, that's enough of me pushing out sponsors. One thing we do have right now is my good friend getting ready for episode 300, Nathan Driz Johnson. You can hear all of his stuff at DrizNation.com. He came out with a new single around the time. It's called Love Again. You can hear exclusively. You can hear it here first before you hear it anywhere else. And he's going to help usher in episode 300 of the podcast. My man, Nathan Driz Johnson. Then me, Tasha Mack. We're going to talk about episode 300. Be back in a few.
Roses, revolvers, Driz. Yeah, you feel it. I know you do. Lou, 22, 32, 313, stand up.
You make me want to love again. You make me want to love again. Ooh. I didn't want to do it, but then you came in my life again. I didn't want to do it, but then you came in my life again. You make me wanna love.
Love adorn, love scorn, heartbreaker, reform, chow up the corn, blazing hot while y'all lukewarm. We are not the norm. We fly above the storm, and we have inform. We'll never conform. Optimist, no transform. When she cold, I keep her warm. I was dead to this world, but her love made me reborn. Who love me like she do? Who love me like she do? First I was saying I never. Now I'm standing here like I do.
Hello.
You make me wanna love again. You make me wanna love again. Ooh, I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. You make me wanna love.
Always been that outlaw, outside, outlines, they outshine. After that last time, I'm done with those love rhymes. Fell from cloud nine, picked myself up, I'm fine. I should've seen them warning signs, I should've seen them warning signs. Hot nights with them cold sweats, fall again, I wouldn't hold my breath. New day on deck, never will I miss a step. That's when our eyes met, heart robber, grand theft. Love game, I wanna play it again, maybe, but you don't wait.
Come on.
You make me wanna love again. You make me wanna love again. Ooh, I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. You make me wanna love. You make me wanna love again. You make me wanna love again. Ooh, I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. I didn't wanna do it, but then you came in my life again. You make me wanna love.
313, stand up. Lou 22.
All right, 31. We are back. 22. That was our buddy, friend of the show, Nathan Driz Johnson. You can catch all of his stuff, and you can get a single, Love Again. You got to go to DrizNation.com, sign up on the mailing list, and you get a free download of the song we just heard, Love Again. From our pal, Driz Johnson, helping us celebrate a momentous occasion. That is episode 300. Oh, yeah, also Tasha's here. No, all right, let's break character for
Tasha
a second.
And Rum Chata.
Yeah, we're drinking today. We're celebrating. This is a good thing, man. What we doing is episode 300. This show, the Just Talking with Sam show. You know that thing 6 years ago? Dare, to some degree, from our buddy Kevin Smith. The fact that I could say that is strange to me. This should have went only 2 weeks. The thing that was only supposed to last 2 years, it blasted 6 years, 300 episodes. We've got a lot of people. We've met a lot of people through this. I am eternally grateful for whoever's listening to me right now, the friends, the fans. What we're doing, if you're under sound of my voice, we put up the bat signal, which is we got the phones up. Tosh, you know how to work the phones, or is it just going to be me?
I don't do that type of stuff.
So it's going to be me running around back and forth as
the
phone. Here it is.
And
the phones are set up.
Y'all shaking up in the background?
The phones are set up where people can call in. They can give their favorite moments. Anyone who's listening to me, if you call in, please say your name. Don't be afraid to give your social media info. Because we want the listeners of this podcast to check you guys out, too. So if you call in, just say your name, social media info. We always threw the ball back when it comes down to this podcast. We're thankful, we're humbled. We are.
But ain't that the point?
Yeah, man. It's just we like to throw the ball back because the double F rule. I've mentioned it on a few podcasts. We only have people.
Is that what I think it is?
Friends or fans of on this podcast.
Oh, my mind totally went in the gutter.
See, I'm starting to really question who comes on this podcast. And
you
your mic may
me.
Be taking. People.
You can't question me. I'm the brains behind the operation. Don't ever forget that.
Scrambled brains.
Whatever I've been drinking.
Obviously. All right, but either way, guys, y'all call in. Please call in. What we going to do. That's what's gonna happen, man. It's 300 episodes. Well, I'm asking everybody who call in got a favorite moment. Tosh, you got a favorite moment of the podcast?
I don't really have a favorite moment because I like every show. I'm a fan of you, so it does not matter. I can't pick and choose, but I will say, I will be starting a petition.
A petition.
Petition.
I'm gonna spit my drink out, man.
I will be starting a petition to change the name of the show. To the Just Talking with Sam and Tasha show.
Can't do that. Can't do that. I'm exercising veto power.
I'm thinking about going on change.org. Starting a petition.
Oh, and that's the reason you're going on change.org?
Yeah, pretty much. But no, seriously though. Well, Sam, I always say I think I'm your biggest fan. Besides yourself. Because you really love yourself.
You
so
don't
I don't think
hold a candle.
I think I can't out-fan you on fan. But I am a huge fan of yours. I support everything that you do. And I don't think I would listen to anybody. Any other podcast? I don't really listen to anybody's podcast but yours.
Really? I listen to other people's podcasts.
Hell no. Hear me out when I say that. Like, consistently. One that I'm consistently into is yours. I'll chime in to others from time to time, but I listen to yours on a consistent basis. So, and I don't really care for talk radio either, so that's saying a lot. So,
but you willingly participate in talk radio.
Yeah,
but you
here's the thing. You don't, you know.
Bit of a hypocrite, ain't it?
You know, we live with each other. I can't tell you I'm busy because you're looking at me. But I actually enjoy being a part of it. I think you're going places, and when it's my turn to do my venture.
We've been waiting on that for about 5 years.
Shut up.
We have been waiting on
that. When I officially
that.
Do my venture, I just hope you will support me too. That's all.
So. Yeah, I got no problem. I'm not sure that podcast that never happened, the N-word, and You gotta go deep. You gotta go deep in the annals of time.
So many people with the podcast called the N word. You just would.
At first, you probably would have, but it's come back on, since we first said that, like what, 5, maybe 4 years ago.
Only people that know me, because most people call me Tasha.
Would have
very few people call me Natasha.
You know what's interesting? The statute of limitations to being pissed off has now run out.
Maybe
from when you first said it. And now you're probably talking to a whole new group of people.
Maybe.
It's been about 4 to 5 years since that came up on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment is still here. Some still in its original packaging.
I need a new computer. That's all I'm going to say.
So the mics, so the audio.
No. You know, I need a new computer. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it there because it's not about me.
It's original packaging.
Sam, I understand what's here.
Oh, whoa. We'll get into that in a second. Oh, we got a caller. I'm looking at the Skype right now. This is Ryan. My boy Ryan. Ryan Valesco from The Split. Hey, Ryan, man. What's going on? Hey, Ryan. Before you, I know I'm talking over you, but say your name, social media info. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for having us on your show. This is Ron from The Split from Detroit. Just wanted to tell you about our new release that's coming out February the 5th, next Friday. You can find us on Facebook.com, The Split Detroit. It'll be released on iTunes the start. Right now it's going to be a digital copy with a final copy to come to print shortly after. We're looking forward to the release of it. Got a show at Token Lounge on February 27th with Young Pioneer and like 3 or 4 other different bands. Should be a great show, and we'll put some information on our website for you to come out to see it.
Okay. You got a favorite moment?
The favorite moment? Probably be having you over at our podcast and, you know, just talking to you and having you excited about the band, basically. I think the best part was when you mentioned you heard that we were like a super group. So I think everybody in the band looked at each other like, what is he saying here? But we thought that was kind of cool. We just like to refer to us as good friends and good musicians. So it's a fun time for 2020.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Ron.
Thank you very much, man. Thanks for having us on. We enjoy being on your show for sure. Lots of fun.
Okay. Hey, thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye. That was Ryan from The Split, man. They got some new stuff coming. Man, you gotta learn how to work these phones, because it sound like I'm listening to it and it sounds like I'm so far away, but I'm hitting the button and running back and forth, Tasha.
Well, that's not you wanting to do all this. I tried to give you an upgraded system.
No, we gotta have people call in. This,
I know. I was
it's episode 300.
Out. Okay, in upcoming things, we will figure out a way to.
Well, we did the Skype thing, and then it sounds so...
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking into some stuff of trying to make it so it's a better call-in experience.
Well, either way, it sounded cool. It's just us. It just, well, me, my mic. It sounded like I'm far away, mainly because I am getting up to hit the button to... So it sounded like I'm far away from my mic.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, I don't think nobody was thrown by that. But, hey, first caller goes to Ryan. Ryan from The fucking Split, man. That is how you
thanks,
do
Ryan.
It.
Yeah,
that Ron. Like Ronald. Can you say Ryan?
Ryan.
You have been drinking. Ron.
R-O-N. I thought it said Ryan.
See, oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No thanks, Ron.
You.
If you don't
no
leave
more
my
you.
Bottle, thanks,
no more.
Ron.
We're not even like
I
10 minutes into
you,
the
I
show.
Thought, I promise you I thought he said Ryan. I really, really did.
I said Ron. Okay.
Ryan. You said Ryan.
But either
Ryan.
Way, he did.
What don't Ryan sound like? Ryan? Sound the same, don't it?
No.
That's what I thought they said, Ryan.
No. Either way. But yeah, I mean, they were on this. I don't remember the episode number they were on. But yeah, they were just on. And yeah, he's right. I did call them supergroup because it's like they are the bands that when they broke up, they all come. The name they got, The Split. We kind of talked about that a little bit more in depth on the show. That is what's. They're from. They're split up from other bands and they got together. It was almost like a forming of a supergroup of It's like the land of misfit toys. Mm-hmm. So does, but like, and then they got together and they just kill on it. So Ron, R-O-N, and the rest of the split, Jason.
Thank you, Ryan. No, I'm joking. Thank you.
But yeah, man. What I am seeing, I'm looking at the screen, people are leaving voicemails. That's that little, I don't know if you heard it while we were talking.
I hear everything, dear.
No, well, you shit, you didn't hear Ryan.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, but the little beeps, the little beep noises.
I know what your phone sound like.
They don't know. It's us.
Let me say it's about Sam phone. Okay. I hear Sam phone all night long. Bleep, 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 bleep. All night.
But while we're talking, people are leaving voicemails.
Okay, fine.
So that's all I'm saying. Fine. We're going to let them build up. Are we going to continue? We got the bat lines open. Episode 300. You said you didn't have a favorite one.
Batman.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I'm giving you a look right now. This is a momentous occasion. What's happening is, I think, when, like, I can't goon arm you to get you off the bike, but it's like, this conversation, like, the goon arm, which was a good topic of conversation when, the guys were over here from Real Sports, when, we talked about the whole Ray Rice thing. Mm-hmm. We were talking about goon arm, and like, yeah, you deserve a goon arm for that, man. I know it sounds like a lot of inside baseball to people. I didn't hear that one. Please feel free.
Hey, visit samshownation.com. You can hear
You can hear all of them. Or you can get your favorite ones off YouTube. You can get it. There's many options to hear the voice. Hey, hold up. It's K-Hub. Hold up. Hey, K-Hub. Yeah, go ahead, K-Hub.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you put K-Hub on your corner. It becomes her corner. You know what, Sam? Some of my favorite points of being on your show and part of your show is definitely the indie band game, and you guys tripping me up on that all the time. We had the butt-to-gut ratio that you actually talked about on my show, which continued to carry over through your show and my show. And the fact that you bring a lot of educated values to your show, along with some great music from all over the place, is why I love just talking with Sam and have felt honored to be a guest. Oh, in addition to that, the badass interviews that we've done together and the heavy-hitting subjects that we've talked about, from cancer to children and, you know, all the important things, feeding people in the streets, everything that mattered. So that's what your show is all about to me, just talking with Sam. So, for all of the listeners tuning in, keep listening to the show because Sam is where it's at. Peace.
Well, thank you so much, K-Hub. That was K-Hub from the corner with K-Hub. Over there, she's doing big things at Podcast Detroit. I know they're doing some great stuff over there. And I thank her so much for giving her a call, sharing her favorite. What the hell is that?
My phone was supposed to be on mute and I hit something I shouldn't have hit. Sorry.
Okay, no more booze for you.
I hit the wrong button. I thought it was on mute.
Yeah.
My coffee's cold.
Either way, K-Hub, man, one of the cool things about K-Hub is, yeah, we do talk about that. One thing about indie band, to give a quick catch-up on that game, is pretty much whenever you describe something, indie bands always have the weirdest names. The best way to play it is somebody describes something, you take the words they described and whatever now, and say it like that, man. And then you say whatever they described to whatever name it is.
Let's give a little example.
Indie band. I'm just going to keep talking, and if you pull something from me, we're good. It's something that then bled over to her show, back to ours. It's like inner stuff. Like we're intertwined. Speaking of which...
Like we're intertwined.
We'll be playing at the Crowfoot next week. Yeah, you got to give a name of the band and the venue Yay. That they will be playing. And that can go on for hours. Also going on for hours will be at Joe's Pub. Joe's Pub right down in the heart of Hamtramck. Little small, intimate club, but, I mean, they tear it up. They tear it up right there.
They tear it up. will be playing at the Crowfoot tonight.
See, you got to make it conversational. I think you're drunk. I really think you're drunk, man.
I need to heat my coffee back
because
up.
It turns into how you got to do
it. Okay, so here's the thing. Sam has his drink. I have mine. Here's the thing. We went to Bigby Coffee, and they made the wrong drink. So I come home with a coffee and a frozen drink. And I had I had a bottle of rum chata, so I'm having some rum chata, and I'm having a hot teddy bear from Bigby Coffee.
I'm having...
Shout out to Bigby Coffee, because why would we shout them out?
I don't know why we would.
You know what? Why I'm a shout? Because we're on episode 300, and a lot of our episodes have happened in Bigby Coffee.
A lot of... Which is ironic because Starbucks is a sponsor of ours.
I know, right?
I know. It's the most ironic thing in the world.
You can get Bigby as a sponsor because they are from Michigan.
We rep Starbucks because a lot of the conversations we had, namely, no pun intended, with NameTag and others. But I think every podcast we've ever had with NameTag was in a Starbucks. Either one, it's been a Starbucks.
We've had a few in Starbucks. For the most part, like it's like Bigby is always our place.
Here's the weird thing when you balance spots. Like the good folks at Starbucks, like I really don't give a fuck. You can podcast wherever the hell you want to podcast from, as long as you shout out Starbucks, which is interesting because we drink Starbucks on the way to said interviews.
Sometimes,
but the majority of our
I will go because when we were doing it downtown, there's a Starbucks across from the
Place.
So you can go to Starbucks, get my caramel frappuccino, or
and then we'll go to wherever the hell we're supposed to go. Now, but here's the thing: I explained to one of our guests is like the good problem because they were like, "Don't they care?" I'm like, usually Starbucks is such a machine. That Bigby is usually empty, and since it's an empty space, we could take Bigby. But you're still shopping at Starbucks.
Most Bigbys are like they always have like a corner.
Starbucks are just open.
It's like all open. And one thing I've been trying to tell Sam is, when you do something in the coffee shop, you think you're loud, but they can't hear you.
They can't hear you
because they running them steamers. They really can't hear you behind the counter.
Another person in a Starbucks, that was, Alyssa Simmons. That was in a Starbucks.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
The one...
That was the one way Sterling up Van Dyke.
Heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the movies, yeah.
Sterling Heights.
Yeah, Alyssa Simmons. And she's doing big things. There's a such thing as a podcast bump I am seeing. This show is about me patting myself on the back, but it's not about me patting myself on the back. If that makes sense. But I have seen some things. I'm not putting myself out there like that, but over the years, we're getting a bit of a reputation where if you show up on the podcast, there is like an internet bump with you and people start showing up and I've been tagged in a few ad mentions like, oh, I heard you on a podcast. You did this.
Is that how people sound to you?
That's what I imagine all of my ad mentions sound like. And I'm humbled and I thank you guys for that. And one of those things that I actually learned along the way incidentally, Kevin Smith, the guy who got me in this in the first place, he had an anecdote about his movies. A lot of people don't dig his movies, but a lot of people hear his podcast and like him, so they gave his movies a second chance. So I kind of pinched out a little bit for our guests. So we jump genres a lot. Comedy, sometimes it's rock music, sometimes it's rap music, sometimes it's we've been in a neo soul slump. I don't say groove. But we jump genres a lot, and a lot of people who come and listen to us come from different worlds or come from different places and all that other good stuff, and they may not like that certain type of music, but based on the bump of this podcast, they may like that person, so they give that person a second chance.
Oh, yeah.
And
because being on this show, it humanizes you know, the unhumans.
Yeah, because...
Whatever. It's like, okay, we thought this person was uptight, but they're really not. They were cool. Like, we got that from, I think, Sadie. And she probably hear that later, maybe, when she...
What do you mean? Sadie was never uptight.
No, I'm talking about when we... Let me finish.
Yeah, please.
Not saying Sadie's uptight. I'm saying what she said about when you talked to James Link.
Oh, that... Yeah, because that we put that out there.
Yeah, I was trying James to get it out. Link. I had to cough.
Oh, okay. So all right. James Link is a good dude. Great interviews. Actually, one of the best. Is up there, man. Because... the behind the scenes of it, James Link, we kind of talked about that. He's a bit of an introvert. Mm-hmm. He just stays to himself.
He's quiet.
You put a mic in front of him, he gonna tear it up.
Yeah.
You take that mic away from him, he's a regular guy and he just kind of, you know, take it as it is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I read the thing on Facebook where she was like, one of the best interviews like that was James Link, because he doesn't really put himself out there like that, how some people do. And when you get a chance to go behind the scenes and peel back those layers, and you get a chance to really, like, I listened to Fortress of Solitude, the whole album, a little bit more. I listened to it again after the interview, and it kind of stuck out to me, as well as his new stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I kind of get your point with that. Since those beeps and buzzings and all that stuff have been going on, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give Tasha a chance to sober up. We're going to put some of these fat beats. I'm going to show some producer skills a little bit. And let's put some of these voicemails that's clogging up my phone right now.
I'll go for it.
And we're gonna put some of them fat beats on that. So, yeah, go ahead. Let's play some of the voicemails. And we'll see you in a few minutes.
Hey, this is Helen. I'm at Willoughby and Bueno No Bueno. You can find me on Facebook, you can add at Willoughby as a friend, or you could find and like the Bueno No Bueno band page. Also find a band under the same name. Okay. You know, when I think about the podcast, I've been on twice, and hopefully that won't be the only time I am on. Hopefully I have some more times in the future here. But my absolute favorite time is when Sam and I got to play Stay by Lisa Loeb. It was a beautiful disaster, to say the least. It was so much fun, and it's fun to listen to because you can hear the, you know, the genuine great time that we're having together. And I'd like to thank Sam for that, and I wish him well on his 300th show, and can't wait to hear 300 more, Sam. And don't forget to stop in the New Way Bar on the last Sunday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear some of your favorite Detroit musicians play acoustic sets, including yours truly. So you have to be way back.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Mac, T-Mac, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, I just want to congratulate my baby brother on this grand magnitude of making it to the 300th episode of the podcast. It's been a long ride, and hey, they still got more to give them, you know what I'm talking about? But if I got to say my favorite episode, I can't pick a favorite. I really can't. But when it's all said and done, I would say any episode with him and Brandon, it is fire, no matter what. No matter what. You'll never get a dull moment, nothing dead. You probably be dead from laughing, because I'm telling you, both of them about 3/4 retarded. So, yeah. Anything. I mean, if I got to say a certain one, my favorite one was the tipping one. When they were talking about tipping and all that stuff, and my boy Brandon, he gave me business, you dig? But when it's all said and done, anything that both of them on, I mean, it's cool for the other folks to be on, you know, as far as when they do the interviews and stuff, that's wonderful, don't get me wrong. But my favorite, I think I'll turn the podcast on even sooner. If I find out both of them can do so. You know what I mean? I turn on regardless, but as soon as I find out, hey, Brandon, yeah, boom, I got to get that. You know what I'm talking about? So, I want to wish, just talking with Sam, everybody that's affiliated with the project and all that stuff, just congratulate them on everything, and just let's get these other episodes out, you dig? That's all I got for you, baby.
Hey, Sammy, this is Lex Maggie, I was calling in to say congratulations on getting the 300 episodes. We're so proud of you guys. I think, personally, my favorite episode, I'm extremely biased, from when I went to take pictures of garbage with Sam. Just because it was a really fantastic experience meeting a guest that big, and then going to the show afterwards and Sam buying me shots of tequila, so I enjoyed it more than I probably normally would have. But I really enjoyed that, and then listening to the interview afterwards after being there. How about you, Maggie?
Well, my favorite time was probably my second time on the air, and it was my first time on the air with Brandon. He was called me Mark or Mike. He always get the name wrong. And he just kept on trying to goad me to say something racist. Just screaming at me the entire episode.
So that's what our favorites were. Congratulations again. I can't wait to hear what everyone else was. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Rachel Simone. Let's see, my favorite moment about the podcast, I want to say everything. We just had an enjoyable time, awesome, amazing, from the first time that we met and then we were on the podcast. You asked me some very interesting questions. I remember there was one question you asked me, what would I want to ask a celebrity, you know, that I get a chance to interview? And I couldn't think of an answer, but you said you wanted to ask Jay-Z something about him and Beyonce's sex life. I don't think anything could beat that. So just the show overall is great, and I wish you the best success ever. And my social media is Twitter and Instagram. It's at rsimonemedia, Facebook, Rachel Simone Media. All right, talk to you soon.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Chris Lloyd, producer, musician, some of everything. I want to say one of my favorite moments of the show would have to be when I was on there. I did a show, I want to say probably about a summer ago, and just sitting up here joking with this cat about the way that the Detroit scene has changed and pretty much how everybody is so emotional about it. You know, being an artist from Detroit, you got to kind of keep it together. So, something else that was pretty cool is he had my man George Clinton on there, and I just thought that was just the most amazing thing in the world. So, you know, it was This guy's been doing his thing, and I'm really proud of him. Keep doing your thing, Sam, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Congratulations. Everybody out there, y'all can catch me on Twitter, IG, at Mr_RCLG. And catch me on SoundCloud, Chris Lloyd. Peace.
Yo, what's up, Sam? Show Nation, 300 Podcast. That's a nice achievement, dude, man. I'm proud of you. Proud to have been a past guest on the show, and I'm proud of how much the show has grown. I mean, it just started with a couple friends just messing around with a couple mics, just shooting stuff around some beer. But now look at you, man. Got you some followers, you interviewed some celebrities, and you know, you're versatile. You know, you're not just sticking to one thing, and, you know, that's what's up. One of the best things I like about yourself is your show, I'm sorry, is the diversity, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, uncensored, man. You know, you don't hold back punches. I mean, you ain't like no Wendy Williams or something where you just trying to get dirt on motherfuckers, but, you know, it's pretty uncensored. That's pretty cool. We need a lot of that these days, where the world is trying to censor our voices. But yeah, man, congrats on the 300th show, man. I hope to be like you one day. Speaking of being like you one day, here's my plug. Me and a couple friends down here in the land of gold, Sunshine, have a podcast we're working on now. We have two episodes on SoundCloud. We are called, it's called Meanwhile on Funkatron. So check that out. You know, three of us are from Michigan. We're from the D, and other person is from Mississippi. So that's cool. We also have a channel on YouTube called Gaming in the Pocket. Gaming in the Pocket, Meanwhile on Funkatron, where we just talk shit and play some classic games. So please check that out. But, you know, this ain't about me. This is about Sam Show Nation. Congrats, bro. Keep up the good work. See.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Like, for giving me the opportunity. And, like I said, one of my favorite moments, I apologize if it's not directly to listen to the podcast, but one of my favorite moments is when we met George Clinton that, in the same night, and then we got that, you know, that story, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we both got it done in our own way, and, you know, I admire and appreciate and respect what you're doing. So, you know, keep up the great work, bro. And this is Chris Massey, you know, from the Chris Massey Show. You know, we're always keeping it legendary. Appreciate you, bro.
Hey, Sam, this is comedian Mike Bobbitt calling from sunny California. I just wanted to wish you happy 300 episodes. That's pretty cool. Very monumental feat. I had a great time being on the show. I think the thing that I will always remember most about it was just how great of an interviewer you are. Like, you and I didn't really know each other. You clearly did your research, but sitting down with you was like sitting down with an old friend, and it was really fun. And when I get back to Michigan, we'll have to do it again. You owe me soul food. I am holding you to that. Our cat Muffin just meowed and said happy 300 as well. I translate kitty voices. That's what that means. I'm a cat lady. Bye. Congratulations, Ben.
Hey, what's up, Sam? It's Dakota from New Day Revolution. I hope I'm not calling too late. I just wanted to call and say congratulations on 300 episodes. That's badass. Hopefully, you know, you do another 300 more, or even more than that. So, yeah, I appreciate you having us on the show, or having me on the show. What was it, October? Maybe November? Somewhere around there. I had a great time. I remember starting the conversation off with our love of Melissa Etheridge. I think that's how every conversation should start with everybody. But, yeah, anyway, I'm rambling. So, Sam, congratulations on 300 episodes. Hopefully I can come back on. We'll hang out again. Then everyone, make sure you check out NewDayRevolutionBand.com, Facebook.com/NewDayRevolution. Check out all of our shows. Go on YouTube, watch our videos. And make sure you pick up our new record called The American Dream is a Lie on CD Baby. And it's, or you can pick it up at one of our shows. So, yeah, listen to New Day Revolution, and congratulations, Sam. Bye.
Yo, yo, what's up, man? It's comedian Josh Adams, man. Shout out to Sam. Congratulations on all your success, brother. I wish you many more things to come, man. And I appreciate you having me out. Your podcast was my first podcast experience. And like an experienced lover, brother, you treated me extremely well, my man. I appreciate it. We talked comedy, and we talked comic books. It was the liveliest experience I had, man. God bless, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Hey, follow me, man, on Instagram at I am Josh Adams, man. Keep doing your thing, Sam. Fuck with me.
Oh, man, we back, man. I'm feeling great over here. Feeling great, man. We got a few of those voicemails.
Really, I really like hearing your name, don't
you? Oh, hey, but this is what we were just talking about the bump and how people like the stuff. I want to thank Josh Adams, man. I fucks with Josh Adams. Hard body karate, no homo, man. That's my guy, dog.
Come on, I'm
And then Mike Bobbitt, he's right. He's right. You got to go back and listen to that episode. The next one we're supposed to do, we're supposed to have some soul food. In that they brought up a lot of, my big brother called me, man. That was cool. My boy Mike Moore. Meanwhile on Funkatron. This podcast sorta kinda inspire other podcasts. I'm down with Mike giving me a call. Fun fact about my boy Mike. Mike was the first ever guest on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. First ever. First ever guest, man. So man, a lot of stuff. I want to address a lot of the stuff they said, man. They may be shows in itself. My man Chris Massey. A lot of people talked about the George Clinton thing. And that's one of the things I really, really love about this podcast. Because sometimes, whatever horseshoe up my ass, whatever stroke of genius or stroke of luck that I have, we get a chance to just hang out with people we just plain shouldn't. Like, George Clinton was a good one, hanging out with him. You could go back and listen to the stories. You could go back and, yeah, you could, that story has been broken up in different podcasts. You can listen to the George Clinton story. You can, from my point of view. But if you go back and listen to the Chris Massey point, podcast, you can go back and you can listen to his side of the fence, because a lot of the stuff that happened really happened off mic. And from his point of view, it's two stories. So, man, that was just cool, because he also interviewed George Clinton on his podcast, The Chris Massey Show. It's on SoundCloud. Please check it out. Lex, Matty Ice called in. That was cool, you know.
Boo. No, I'm joking. Hey, y'all.
And like my big brother, he brought up the whole Brandon BK. That was my man. That guy actually supposed to be here right now,
but he's not.
But he's not at all. But one thing I do, you know, like about my, that's my boy. That's my best friend. We'd have been through it. I mean, no, it just what for whatever reason, I'm pretty sure it's, life happens, man. But like he, like my brother. T-Mac, he was right on that, man. Whenever me, like, the deal with me and Brandon is, we don't get to the same ending. How we go about it, you can see the total differences in how we take, if you just go back and listen to the, we learned a lot about each other over the years of this podcast. One thing we learned, my man, don't tip. So, if you're a waitress...
Yeah, if
you
don't tip.
If you're a waitress, just...
If you see BK in a restaurant... Yeah, man. If you see him in a restaurant...
You know what?
Yes, you know what? Don't expect a tip.
Just don't even see it. Just keep... That don't mean give him shitty service.
But hey.
But that don't mean...
I'm on some of it, I understand, like... You ain't getting no tip.
But that's the thing, Will.
If I'm waiting on ranch dressing for 20 minutes, you're not getting a tip.
But, I mean, like, we differ on a lot of stuff. We didn't flip-flop. I think he said that, like, the show right after Christmas. We flip-flop on the Cosby thing. If you have been in the trajectory of this show, if you've been following every episode...
The what?
Trajectory. Oh, man. It took a lot for me to say that.
That's one of the things me and Sam actually do at home all the time. Because he talks fast sometimes. He says stuff. I'm like, what did you say?
If you have been down the road of this podcast.
But I don't know if we ever did that on the air. That's why I had to
say. What? Correct each other?
Yeah, but I was going to ask you, what's your favorite moment?
This is the most pretentious answer I will give. I know I'm going to get shit for it online.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Ready for the most. My favorite moment for the podcast, mm-hmm. The next one.
Oh, you're such a butt.
The next one, man. Nah, because it's like we're working off borrowed time. This thing was supposed to be a 2-week experiment.
So the next show, we can clearly call it Just Talking with Sam and Tasha.
It's the next one. No.
You just said the next one.
Arguable if you don't be there, because you do this, like, right before, hey, come on, you want to grab these mics? No, you got this, right?
I don't do that all the time. We have a child, Sam.
Yeah, but you would do this. No, he's taken care of. You got this, right? Yeah, I don't sit this one out. See, that's the thing.
Sam, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
But hold on.
So I reserve that right.
But hear me out.
I work all day.
Here's the thing about having your name in the title. You gotta be there.
I can record my part and then you just bring.
But how are you gonna record your? You don't know what that person's gonna say.
I gotta record on my phone. Just record. Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. I'm recording little answers and you just plug them in. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's cheating. Because, like, what if somebody was just like, oh, I'm totally down with raping women. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh, that's not what's up.
But that's what I'm getting at. You gotta be in the moment.
I gotta have answers for both. Like, no, that's not cool.
Mm-mm. So you're just gonna have stock answers.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this caller right here. Hey, it's Johnny Vegas. Here we go.
Is that Ethan Jordan?
Ethan motherfucker Jordan.
You know, for the longest Sam won't tell me his name.
Ethan Jordan. No, no, go talk, man. Quiet down. It's Johnny Vegas.
Is the
you wanna say your name?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry. My bad. I'm Ethan Jordan. I'm the host of All Types of Ill Shit. This is Jordan 13, Yahoo.com. What else? EthanJordan.net or whatever. Anyways. So, I got mad love for Sam for helping me get my podcast together. A lot of me getting my shit together was because I watched Sam or listened to Sam, and it sounded like he was having so much fun. So that's what prompted me to do my shit. And my favorite episode would have to be the Johnny Vegas story. The one I love hearing stories that I forgot about, where I did some wild shit and I don't even remember, but somebody would be like, you remember this? I'm like, oh, that's hella funny. The Johnny Vegas story is one of my all-time favorite stories. And the first time I heard it, it was actually when we did our first show together. I came over to the living room and sat down and hung out with the people, and yeah, no doubt about it. That's my favorite story, man. That story is the funniest shit of all the stories that I forgot that I was involved in. For you to come out and be like, "Yeah, man, I socked your ass in the mouth," and that was the last time you see me. That part is hilarious, man. That part is hilarious. You remember that?
Oh yeah, man.
Did you sock me in the mouth or something like that?
No, I hit you. You got me back, but that's where it started. And it was all love ever since.
But didn't you get me back at the end?
We got like a rubber match still hanging in the braids, man. I got you. Okay, you got me. Okay. We all good.
Okay. Well, yeah, man. No doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for including me, man. And congratulations on 300 episodes, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
Sam Nation.
Man, that's Sam. Show Nation. Johnny Vegas. No, I ain't gonna say that shit to Johnny Vegas. Like, cause like the rubber match between us is still kind of hanging in bridge. But thank you, Johnny Vegas, for calling in.
You know,
hold on. Here's the deal.
Episode. Can you reveal your name that you're using?
No, we good. I'm Sam McClay.
That's a lie.
No, I had a little asterisk. It was a little Sam blah 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 McClay. But no, man, Johnny Vegas, was interesting. You gotta go back and listen to Johnny Vegas episode where we told the Johnny Vegas story. I did say the name, but the deal with Vegas, man, or Ethan Jordan, that guy, man, that's my road dog, because we kind of separated for a while because he was doing his thing, I was doing my thing, and we talked about, like, I know, look, I. This sounds so douchey, and I'm sorry, but it's like we did birth some podcasts. This podcast of giving birth to other, we helped them along the way. We received no credit. We don't want credit. We want these people to go off and do your thing, because just like how this podcast was started from another podcast, from Kevin Smith, who gave me the okay to go ahead, go do your art, everybody, I was able to throw the ball back and help other people. Meanwhile, on Funkatron, all types of ill shit with Johnny Vegas, or Ethan Jordan, he uses government for his podcast, but Ethan Jordan, man, and I like, I've been on all types of ill shit. I've been on his show. And that's what you talk about, all types of ill shit. And it's great. He Vegas actually helped me out with the live podcast. We was live from Nicola's wearing the Nicola's t-shirts when we had the barbecue place. Man, that was a good podcast when we talked about, well, my feelings have not changed about Lamar Odom and Scott Disick. I almost feel like I should give some type of amnesty, because it, you know, just doing that podcast over the years of this podcast, I have run down some names. I don't want to say run down people, but it's some people I just kind of put my feelings and I just like really got into, like the Kardashians. Who else I run down? Scott Disick, that name should be for somebody else. God damn it, he's not using that name right. How many other people have we even ran down? Like, really? Cosby. We had a big thing on Cosby. Anybody else? Cosby, Scott Disick. It was pro-Cosby. Did it turn anti-Cosby? Did it turn pro-Cosby again?
Lamar Odom getting that one?
Lamar Odom, he's in that. Anybody else we run down?
We were basically just talking about the destruction of men by Kardashian.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not even going, because you know I got a whole rant on that.
I was out of everybody we didn't kind of like read the Riot Act to? Is it anybody that gets a bit of amnesty, you think? Or somebody we should be like, I was wrong as hell about that.
Well,
I'm saying no.
I can't think of anyone
where I was just like, I was 100% wrong about that.
And hey, I need you, world, to make Sam get on Snapchat.
No, man, I stick with the big three for right now.
Snapchat,
I'm sticking with the big
three, man.
No, the big three: Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Well, I myself am going to create the Just Talk with Sam.
You can if you want. Snapchat. And I thank you for it. But well, I say I'll stick with the big three because the big three is the ones you always run back to. It's like those club kids, you know. Hey, I gotta go to the new club. I gotta do this, and then that new club ain't what it's supposed to be. And you always run back to the big three, man. Hey, we got a caller. Hold on, all the way from L.A. She didn't move. Is Heather Kozlikowski? Did I say that right? Either way, go ahead. Go talk, girl.
All right, so this is my favorite part. My testimonial would be talking to you for 30 seconds about how awesome it was to do your show, sitting on my blow-up air mattress with my cat in the nude.
Oh, really?
Oh, naked. Because this is only for 30 seconds. That I
no, you don't have to rush. No, I said it should take about 30 seconds. Yeah. I know, you comfortable. Get comfortable. Hell, fuck 30 seconds. Get real comfortable, Heather.
At H. Kozlikowski. Thank God we're not FaceTiming. All right, I gotta go.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, man, that was Heather, man. Bucky naked.
You know.
Bucky naked. I mean, hell, she didn't even have to, like, we put it on the Facebook post if you call in, try to get around to 30 seconds a minute. No, she's giving her favorite moment, giving out a social invite, man, social media invites, man. Came out with the, shit, that was a good moment right there. Just came out, I know it was radio, she could have totally been lying, but in the nude. You got to say, you okay over there?
I'm gonna need to start talking about naked women.
I can't help she called in naked.
Well, you don't have to keep saying
it. In the nude.
Okay.
Nude. Yeah. Birthday suit.
Remember who you gotta go to bed with tonight.
Hey, I'm going to bed with you, but hey. So, see, this podcast bring you out. Sometime, I guess she felt comfortable, like, you know. Before she put on, think of it like this. That's like patting ourselves on the back. How great we are, man. Mm-hmm. Before she put on clothes, she need to tune in and Just Talk with Sam, man.
Put on a lot of clothes. Matter of fact, when you put on one set of clothes, put on
when
one
she
more.
Put on. Hey, when she put on clothes, she got woo. She is bathing, but no, all seriousness, man. Heather made that move out west, and
she in Cali.
Oh yeah. Mike Bobbitt, who we just heard from, uh-huh. And
they're not a couple, are they?
No. They friends. They grew up in the Michigan comedy scene, which I don't know how the fuck we are sort of a part of. Hmm. We have tripped into that. You heard Josh Adams. We've had other comedians. Bridget Everett was last week.
Would I?
And that was like one of your favorites, I guess. Joan Rivers, God rest her soul. She took us out for our anniversary. Remember that?
Yep, that was a good day. I had a good time.
Oh, man.
It's unfortunate she passed away next year, but...
Hey, we had a good time. R.I.P. All right. Out of all the guests we had, probably even future guests, who knows? I gotta ask you, because you number two on this.
What's up?
Who was the biggest surprise to you when you was like, you want to do what? You want to be on the show?
Person that reached out to us?
Well, not necessarily reached out. Someone, you know, when we talked to, and we were just like, word? You want to be on the show? Because we done had a few of those moments like, am I reading this right?
Well, Downing, that was a shocker because... you know, a lot of times older people, I'm not saying Will Downing is old. No, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Will. But I'm saying a lot of times we have issue with the older crowd trying to get them to do an interview because a lot of them don't like to do interviews.
Yeah, especially Will Downing, who has his own podcast, The Wind Down. I don't know if that helped or hurt. I thank Will for being on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But that was a shocker, like, oh, shit, really? I got to be honest, man. I'm just going to lay the gauntlet down. Never in a million years. Garth Brooks. Like, I'm sitting across from Garth Brooks like I'm sitting across from you.
Oh, yeah, Garth Brooks.
When
yeah,
I was
that,
like...
That was one, too.
Are you... Seriously? This is happening. Another this is happening moment. Lex kind of said it earlier in the voicemails, when we played the voicemails, was garbage. Because Shirley Manson, being around her, it was unreal. It was a pipe dream. It was lovely. It was great. But it was like, are you serious right now? And she kind of alluded to the fact that, because Shirley from Scotland,
mm-hmm.
she's heard us in Scotland. She was like, you're getting a bit of a reputation for yourself. If you go back and listen to that podcast, I listened to it and I was like, what? It was a head trip because this is the person I talked about this during that time. My brother, Big Mane, kind of, sort of, bought the album, mm-hmm. version 2.0 that got me in the garbage, and sold it to me with a bit of a markup. It was a bit of a markup. That album had to cost like $15. Like in the Best Buy, Media Play. When you know, you can go into a store and buy a CD. Remember those days?
Still do that.
When it was actually dedicated stores.
Like, when people actually like waited till Tuesday. Because I used to go get my movies.
Yeah.
Movies was what, Monday?
No, movies were
Monday.
Tuesday.
CDs were Tuesday.
Hold on. I used to know this.
They changed, and I think movies.
They changed it.
Tuesday.
All right.
Movies were like Monday.
Books are Monday. Hold on. This is all my Media Play training.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a music manager at Media Play, books are Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Movies and albums were Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books was Wednesday. Thursday was nothing. And Friday was toys.
Like, every Tuesday getting whatever. See, that's after the whole BMG. What was it, BMG? You could order like the 10 CDs.
Columbia House. How many people did?
I remember
ripping
of
off Columbia House so hard.
I ordered a bunch of explicit CDs from my uncle.
What was the CD? I gotta know
it was,
the
I
one.
Think it was Nas.
What was the one you wasn't supposed to have?
Tupac was in there. It was a bunch of explicit CDs, and my uncle was like, "Why would you order all this stuff?" I'm like, "Cause I wanted it." Like,
I know mine.
So he called himself. He had the clean version. So he called himself trading my clean.
I got
clean
it.
I was like, "No."
That happened with me with T-Mac, who just called. I know he listening. I know he gonna text me about this. I did that once, and he gave me the little trade. Granted, this is a memory for like 20 years ago. I hope he call in. I hope he text me. He took my explicit MC Bree, Ain't No Future in Your Frontin' cassette.
Wow.
And gave me the clean version. He's like I didn't notice. He just slid me the clean version. I hope he called me and correct me, because it will come up. I know it was MC Bree, Ain't No Future in Your Frontin'. And to double down, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. He gave me the clean version. Cassette, mind you, was an all-white cassette of Tupac Shakur single,
mm-hmm.
Dear Mama. Like, to make good.
Talking about cassette stuff.
To make good on the fact that you just kind of totally ripped me off. he took my MC Bree.
He so mad, like, dude, don't be intercepting my BMG packages. You know, he used to come in a little cardboard.
Yep.
And fold it over.
Can
you still do that?
Columbia House used to come in a box.
It was a box.
It was a box. It had that. It had the triangle.
It was, but it was folded over to the shape of the CDs.
See, mine, the Columbia House, came in a box with that blue triangle.
And they had one deal. It was 10, and this one time they had 12 for a penny.
Then you always
remember getting that bill after the fact.
See, I never got the bill.
How you never get the bill?
I got the bill because I always used the address next door to us. It was a house. After I'm throwing a lot of tea, but Scott moved out, and his family moved out, so that house was like up for rent every couple of years. So another family. During the times in between families, I just used their address, walked next door.
My alias was Tasha R. Different last name.
I always.
So, I'm like, don't say my name.
Before, like, the Jamaicans and Nigerians took it to the, like, fish you would. I always used the names of the aliases of superheroes. So, Clinton Barton.
I had that thing with Gateway, too. I got a computer from Gateway.
Clinton Barton. Now, my comic book heads know him as Hawkeye. But Clinton Barton was so, like, comic books wasn't
the
way it was.
My new alias was Bruce Wayne McClane.
Nah. Clinton Barton. Hawkeye. Oh, always use, like, B-level heroes. You ain't gonna use no Bruce Wayne.
But like, it was like to the point when I was younger, like I got the computer and then they was calling like, who would give a 16-year-old a gun? I had the Gateway computer that had every piece of software. I had everything with it.
That was a shitty. Like, I almost bought a Gateway computer. That was such a shitty model because
when I had
no like
I had like the top of the line.
Yeah, but you sat down and customized your computer, and I almost bought a Gateway until I realized...
You was about to put in somebody else's name?
No. I was about to buy it myself. I had a little cash.
It was in my name, though.
But I realized how shitty of a model it was because this was, like, in the genesis of internet piracy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just kind of like, you know, I could just buy a random-ass computer and just download the software. This is, like, when Napster, like, really... Really? But that's the hit it stride. And that's where it came out, man. Here's what we're going to do. We'll give Tasha a chance to sober up.
I'm good.
Yet again. And this phone been beeping.
I still got something in my bottle.
Well, you can drink that down because we've been playing some more voicemails that came through. And we'll put. I like that beat I put last time. We'll do it again. Here we go. Some more voicemails. Voicemails.
Like you've been drinking.
I know, I have been drinking. But either way, voicemails.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Hershey, a.k.a. Hershey Entertainer. I am just letting you know that I am so, so, so proud of my boy Sam on his 300th show. I think it's an awesome, awesome milestone. Great dude. I just want to give my gratitude for allowing me to come on your show and you feature my talents. I think more people need to do that. And I'm just so proud of you for allowing me to have this moment to introduce myself as well as bring my homegirl in, who's always about the interview. This your girl, Fantasia. I want to thank you all for coming and seeing me. And this is coming. I'm an idol, baby. I just want to let everybody know this is an awesome dude. Congratulations, honey. Many, many more to come, and we're rocking with you. Y'all be sure to check me out at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Hersh Does It All. Not Does Them All. I don't do that anymore. Unless it's the first of the month. Anyway, Hersh Does It All. Y'all check us out. Also, make sure y'all constantly tune in to Just Talking with Sam. Great, great show. Great, great dude. Holla at y'all.
So, Just Talking with Sam podcast. First of all, I want to say that it's fucking amazing. And, I came to Sam to promote my release party back in March, and your podcast was one of the main reasons why we got so many people out to the show. And I remember you giving me that bow tie. You couldn't make it, but we got about 150 people in that place with help from you guys, and really appreciate it. I love you guys and support you. Congratulations on the 300th episode. It's amazing. And I just wanted to say, you know, basically shout out from Xander, Michigan, and keep up the good work.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is George Anid. And I just wanted to say, fuck Sam and his podcast.
I'm just joking. For real, though, Sam, you're the man. We appreciate everything you're trying to do for local musicians. It was a blast being on your show. We loved having you in our studio and rocking some songs and talking and laughing a little bit. It was a pleasure, and hope you have continued success, brother. Thanks, man. Bye.
That's what I love about your podcast, man. It's so real. Because I'm going to say, Lena James, my boy Brandon Williams on drums, and the best one of all was George Dr. Funkenstein Cliff. You ripped out, my man. This is Demir Glenn. Send text at yahoo.com. I'm at.
Yeah, what's up, people? You know, it's Ike, real sport. Ike on Instagram. You know, Facebook is my name, of course. Twitter is my name. One of my favorite moments of all time. Working with Sam for so many years, was like one of my best friends, really a brother to me. But one of my favorite moments was when we all were against him. He was a liar. He's still a liar to this day. He's lying about singing about R.J. Reynolds. Or L.J. Reynolds, whatever his name is, I forget. It was really funny. And the guy actually sang in Spanish. It was funny, wasn't it? And he still tried to deny the fact that he was lying right to our faces. So from that moment on, I never trusted Sam for the rest of my life. But love it, man. The death. Man, congratulations on making it to 300 episodes. That was a big-ass accomplishment. I can't wait to get back to the podcast.
Hey, what's up? One of my favorite moments was when I was over there on the podcast, and we was actually, it was around the same time because my birthday season. It was the same time as the last time I was on the podcast, and we was talking about my party and how, you know, we always see a lot of our old friends there and things like that. And basically, the whole podcast experience was pretty cool. Like I said, Sam was the first podcast I ever been on, actually. And just the whole experience and just being able to say what you want to say over the air to a whole lot of people was basically like a good experience. And just getting like the info that I was trying to get out, which is my birthday event, which I do got my birthday event coming up next week, Saturday, February 6th, at the Joe Louis Post, February Love, Part 4, Cabaret, BYOB. I would like everybody to come out, you know, support. Tickets only $10. You know, have fun with a nice group of people. And, you know, just things like that, but yeah, the podcast, it's a good thing to do. Me personally, I think it's a good thing that Sam is doing the podcast because, you know, get a lot of unknown people just to say what they want to say and basically just tell the world what's really going on. So, yeah, that's basically my best experience with being on the podcast.
What's good, Sam? It's your boy Driz, the R&R love poet. Hey, man, just thinking about my favorite moment from your show, because you got something real, real big coming up, the 300th episode, and that's huge, man. Congratulations. I was just kind of thinking about some of the moments of your show that I really like. And I could say it was my segment. When I met you, I could say that was my favorite moment, which it was one of them. But one of my favorite, other than that, is your Lela James interview. And when you were describing the hipster, you and your wife described the hipster, and you're talking about the hat and the shirt, and I look down at my plaid shirt and my rim hat and my glasses, and I was like, what are they talking about me? So I truly love that conversation and how much you did with that interview with Lela James. It was dope, man. Big star. And I thought it was really cool that and really cool that you had her on the show, man. So it was like one of my favorite moments, and that you knew so much And, like, I'm a fan of hers, too, so you had her on the show, man. So definitely one of my favorites. My second one was the content interview, because I broke down a lot of that with my friends, too. So, hey, man, congratulations once again. So proud of you, man. You're great at what you do, for sure, for sure. My name is Driz. You can catch me, DrizNation.com, www.DrizNation.com. You can catch all my social information.
Hey, this is John Vernier from Radio Obie. First, I want to congratulate Sam on 300 episodes. Callie and I have been big fans from early on, and we still tune in today. We love the show. My favorite memory has to be the time that Sam had Callie and I on the show. Sam and Tasha welcomed us into their home, and we had an amazing time just hanging out and shooting the shit. The fact that there were microphones in front of us capturing the influence of our conversation, it was pretty much forgotten as we talked about the local music scene, football, and life. I had a great time as Sam and I exchanged tales of woe and misery of being Detroit Lions fans, something that I can do anytime on or off mic, although if I was off mic, I'd probably need a beer in front of me. But anyway, congratulations on 300 episodes of Just Talk to Sam, and here's to 300 more.
Hey, it's Joan Stevenson here. I want to send a big shout out to Sam on your big 300th episode. It's always a great time sitting down and talking with you or listening to one of your podcasts, especially when you have such great guests like yours truly or Garth Brooks or Melissa Etheridge. I still love you for that one, man. Again, happy 300. I hope to chat with you again very soon about my current project. Just a quick shout out my social. I'm on Twitter at LadyJ8 and ReverbNation.com/JoanStevenson or on Facebook, the Joan Stevenson music page. Happy 300, Sam!
Hey, Sam. This is Sadie from HIPAA Detroit. I just wanted to say congratulations on your 300th episode. Kind of hard to believe that it's 300 episodes, don't you think? I'm over here reflecting on the fact that we're about to celebrate our 4-year anniversary. You are one of the hippest guys that I know. I can't thank you enough for all the support over the last few years. Thank you for keeping us in the loop and letting us know about different things going on around town. Both of us, me and Christy, have nothing but respect for you. We'd like you to see, you know, another 300, 600, 900 episodes out of you. Keep being hip. And if you're free on February 27th, join us at Deeks in Ferndale for our anniversary party. We just want to celebrate you and how awesome you are. So congratulations. Just keep talking with us, Sam. Have a great day.
Oh, man. Thanks so much for the guys who called in. Guys and gals. Sadie, we are taking you up on that offer. We will be at Zeke's Barbecue. Well, if she don't want to go, I'm going.
I like
because not only am I taking Sadie up on her offer, Zeke's Barbecue, I could party with Sadie on their 4th anniversary. That was another thing, man. I'm hard body karate with the people at Hip in Detroit. Sadie and Christy, you know, they doing their thing, and I will be there. You know, maybe, you know, solo deep. But shit, you ever been to Zeke's Barbecue? If anything. Like, if any of them going to the 4th anniversary party, but, you know, them having it at Zeke's ain't a bad deal because...
Never been to Zeke's.
Oh, man, you don't know what you're missing.
Maybe you can take me on a date there.
I don't know, man. Maybe if you're good. I want to thank people for calling in. You know, you got George from Bristol Street calling in.
Thank you.
Ike. I can say, man, fuck Ike. No, I'm playing. But no, he was wrong as hell about that. Like, you can hear the argument. You can go back and you can listen to. I did try.
Brandon, I think Brandon made the argument worse.
Oh, my God. I tried my best to sing with him. Who the fuck knew he was going to sing in Spanish? That was the weirdest.
I think he sung in Spanish, so you. Wouldn't
so I wouldn't jump in. You know, I like that theory, man. My boy Dre called in. And Driz, he did the opening song at the start of his podcast. Driz, he left a voicemail. Thank you, Driz, for the music. Me and Tasha was not talking about you personally.
Because Tasha, a little people don't know about me, is I'm a little bit of a hipster, so...
But
so he was actually talking about me.
But if you wearing the stuff, I mean, like, I'm looking at Driz.
Sam calls me a hipster at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Driz, you're not alone, man. You're not alone.
Because you always come home looking at me like, they don't go together. Like,
but at the time, if he looked down and you wearing the shit, Driz, you know.
Sorry. We're black hipsters.
You keep saying we. I am not.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me and other black hipsters. We're going to unite.
I guess so. Joan Stevenson. Oh, that young lady. She is so welcome back on this podcast whenever the hell she wants, because we got to jump down the rabbit hole of pop culture. That's my girl. Like, if anybody I can talk some pop culture with, we're talking about shows, especially Black Mirror. Like, I talk about it a lot with BK, but I need Joan. Joan, if you listen to the sound of my voice, please, sweet Jesus, listen, watch those episodes, all 6, because I need to see your take. I know we get down on the British television a little bit, but dude, I need to know her take on it. And Mir called in, man. I got a little glassy eye with Mir called. Because Mir, you know, he was like, I swallow a bunch of podcast. Man, I'm getting a little... Man, Demir is... I'm getting a little glassy-eyed a little bit. It made me feel good. Actually, this podcast, when I listen to it, man, I'll probably just end up listening to it whenever I have a bad day. I never listen to podcasts. Once they go up on iTunes, it's over. That's how I look at it. Outside of editing, whatever.
Did you do me like that when I'm on the podcast? Like, did you listen to the show? I said I heard the rawest form of it. I don't think I have to listen to the finished product.
I always do that same thing. Like, well, I was fucking there, so I know what I said. So
why you be looking at me like, did you listen to it?
Because you're the outside person.
But if I'm on it, I'm not the outside person.
But if you're on, but it's a thing. Here's things you can do that I can't do. Listen. You can walk away. You can walk away and pick it up and, like, because you've done it multiple times where you can be like, what the hell was y'all talking about? Y'all can do that. My man John from Radio OP, he should be back pretty soon, because him, along with the good folks at Real Sports Podcast, Ike, you know, whatever. You know, there's a new Lions season coming up, and I'm very curious about his thoughts.
Got a few more months before that,
actually. I'm very curious about his thoughts. After the Calvin Johnson thing, I'm very curious about his thoughts, as well as the guys. My buddies over there at Real Sports, man. And a lot of people brought up the Lela James thing. That was one of the ones we missed when we was talking about, like, stuff that had never happened, or, like, we was, like, sitting down talking with Lela James. That was surreal, because when you hear someone on the radio, or you buy their CD, or you listen to their music, you download it, it's on your phone or whatever, then you sit down and talk with that person, it's such a surreal thing, man. It's like, I almost don't believe it happened. Mm-hmm. That's how weird it seems, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's surreal, man. Take a breath. We're getting towards the end of this podcast. We got a few more voicemails. We'll play those, and we may have to call it, man. Because I'm getting a little clipped.
Not only that,
I'm getting a little choked up.
I'm all warm and fuzzy inside.
But then again, hold on. You should be more warm and fuzzy than usual because you've been drinking. Other than that, but I mean, people. If you notice that last round of
people love you, Sam.
People love you, Tasha.
Okay.
Those last form of voicemails, there was a lot of Tasha love in that.
Fine. I don't like to blow.
You have established yourself as a character or as a person on this show.
As my reward. I'm showing you something on Groupon right now. So as my reward.
Just like a woman. Instead of taking the pat on the back from people calling in, you're like, I deserve. No.
I'm not going to share what this is on Groupon.
You might as well. You just said everything else.
But, Sam, can I get this?
No!
Why not?
I don't get a prize
it's
for doing this.
It's not a prize for it, but I've been asking you for this for a few weeks now.
This is not the forum to bring that up. Like, you gotta go. You do 300 episodes of something, then you get a prize.
I've done 3 episodes of you, so I deserve that.
Three. Yeah, just 3.
No, I've done 300 episodes of you, plus.
I don't know, man. Hey, we got a few more voicemails. Let's play this. Let's go and play it.
Good evening, America. This is the man from the Just Talking with Sam show, a.k.a. Big Man. Hey, just giving a shout-out to Sam and wishing him congratulations on 300 episodes. He asked me, hey, what was my favorite episode of all time? If I had to think of something, I would probably have to say the ADD show. It was a little show, something about nothing, and we turned it into everything. Topic conversation, just wild time, one of the greatest times that we ever had on a radio show. Throughout all the celebrities and guests and everything else, sometimes the littlest thing is speak the loudest. Congratulations again, Sam. God bless, and talk to you later, America.
Hi, Samuel. This is Miss Marco McClain. And I would like to acknowledge that Mother's Day, when you acknowledge Mother's Day, that was one of the most important times of the podcast to me. And I would like to thank you for acknowledging the second of May, of Mother's Day. And for me to be able to honor all the mothers, all of them, and to honor my three daughter-in-laws, myself, and all the mothers in the world, for you to take the time to acknowledge them, I consider it an honor. And I appreciate you for doing that podcast. It was very appreciated to me. I am Miss Margo McClain. I thank you for doing it. It was great. Thank God for energizers. And I just wanted to say I appreciate that. Thank you.
Here we go, man. Big Man. I was wondering if he was going to call in. He got caught up in the whole voicemail rigmarole, I guess. But I was wondering if he was going to call in. He honestly should be here in person. Him along with BK, but he's a very integral part. He talked about the ADD podcast, and those are some of the funnest ones because we say it in the front, in the little thing, like, we never work without a script. We don't have a script or anything like that. Everything we say is just off the hip. We could be wrong, we could be right. But the ADD shows where we just jump topic from topic from topic from topic, those was kind of like some of the wildest ones, man, where we just never really have a central point to, like, come back. So Big Man was right. And, you know, Barry Lee here, my mama called in. My mama called in, and those were some of the best podcasts, mainly because I know it's Mother's Day, and every Mother's Day I go out of my way to make sure my mom is on the podcast. We talked about Anna Jarvis like every podcast because, well, she's
so
the
this you gonna do something different for that.
What do I do, man?
Have your baby mama on the podcast.
Well, you're here now, so that's not really breaking from tradition. And the last time you was, oh man,
I was here last time with y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm actually doing all this to mess with Sam.
It was
Sam has me up, and I need to do my hair. But I love him, and I'm sleepy, so I have coffee and liquor, which is like a bad combination because I'm even more sleepy. But I am up because I love you.
I gotta be honest. Some of my favorite
moments. Podcast.
It's not a marathon. It's just the people, man. We're doing this for the people. Like Michael Moore.
He coming?
He gave us a nice note that says, I'm just serious. And what? Did you check your email? Because I got it by. You check your email?
I read it.
Michael Moore did give us a very nice note that says he can't do it this time, but next time. And
We'll see.
That's
next time. Michael Moore and Lil Ryan Lewis.
You know what? Before we get out of here. Fuck it. You know what? We keep it 100 on this podcast. Who was your favorite rejection? Who was the favorite rejection of the podcast?
I have to say Lazy Mo.
Lazy Mo?
I have to say.
Oh, that was a good one. Blazy Bow. Do you want to go into the story?
I can do a little bit of the story. So basically, sometimes Sam emails people, and then
sometimes my ass, like almost every week.
Okay, so I used to be. I would do most of the emailing. So Sam would, he would only hear the yes part of it, and maybe some of the no's. Yeah. But as our 2-year-old got busier,
we had to switch over
the email. And so now we kind of switch jobs. Sam does the main email. I do the backup email if they try to come for us. So
I know what happened. It was fucked up. Oh, that shit no bone, but that was, all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We like Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're gonna be here, or they were here.
No, by the time it's here, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, they will be here. So we did reach out to them. So the guy was saying like, "Did you all come up with a budget?" I'm looking like, "Nigga, for what? A budget for what?" Oh, we charge a promotional fee. Bone Thugs.
Keep in mind, all things were like cool.
We charged a promotional fee for to do podcasts. You want to charge me a fee for me to advertise your show? That's not usually how that works.
Yeah.
He was like, "Well, we charge for every podcast we be on." Nigga, from who?
Yeah.
I had to use the N word. I'm sorry, but long story short.
They are not here.
They're not going to be here. And he was basically like, Bone Thugs and Harmony is their marquee name. But so I wrote down the whole list. Thank you to our previous guests, too, because
it was weird.
I had to send an email address saying, like, we've had all these marquee names, so don't come to me talking about some marquee names. Long story short, that bridge is burnt.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony.
We like Bone Thugs and Harmony, but we did burn the bridge. Maybe we'll repair it I think.
And I don't know if that was Lazy Bone. I do not. I'm not saying that.
I think it was.
Just people. I didn't like. Don't try to come for us. Like, y'all small potatoes. Screw I'm going to show you how big our potatoes is. Just open your mouth.
We just got to keep going. I mean, like Sadie said it. She wanted to hear 300, 600, 900 more.
So we've been Sam always beats himself up. He's always
the concept.
Sam neglects me sometimes for this podcast, so y'all should be grateful about the material that you get. And I'm not putting our personal business out there.
No, we can spill a little tea.
I'm letting you know that there are sacrifices being made behind the scenes.
There are some behind the scenes.
A lot of time, I used to go with Sam. I used to do stuff with him with the show and abroad and all the stuff. A lot of time, I got to sit back home.
Guys, like, I always look at it like space. Like, you're mission control and I'm the astronaut. And that's how we got to do it.
So, we're a team. And
my favorite behind the scenes. I think my favorite rejection.
I think you just like. I think you like when I email people.
I have two, and it haunts me. Mm-hmm. Two, I'm never gonna get back. These not my favorites. I don't glorify these at all. I don't like these, but it did give me kind of like a foreshadowing thing. Mm-hmm. Lemmy and Scott Weiland. If you listen to the podcast with Dakota Starr, I was very optimistic. Because, like, Scott Weiland could do it, he said, next time. Unfortunately, those two guys passed away. I'm not going to get the chance. It's just my white whales. I didn't get them for whatever reason. I think my favorite rejection, though. I think my favorite rejection actually happened in the same week. Mm-hmm. Both living Beatles told me to go fuck myself. Not in a mean way. They just both said no. I took it so personal because, like, Paul McCartney, the reason they were my favorite, because Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr said, hey, they were very nice with the rejection. They were like, hey, due to our touring schedule, it's extensive. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it. We'll do it next time, yada yada. And Ron Isley's in that too. You know, we'll do it next time. And it's going to be blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And that week, I felt like a weird buzzing in my, because I couldn't. It's such a first world problem.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm trying... I remember that night. Remember I was telling you? I was trying to tell you. She like, I was, like, sad on the couch, had, like, the pouty face. And you were just like, what's wrong with you? I said, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr told me to go fuck myself separately. And they're like, and then you said, did they actually say go fuck yourself? Like, no, they just declared my podcast. And she said, you, how you said it, you just like, motherfucker, you just had a conversation. You had two separate conversations. You corrected yourself. You like, you had two separate conversations. One with Ringo Starr and one with Paul McCartney. Get over yourself.
Yeah, so I always had to remind Sam, like, dude, I have to give him that there are people in the world.
There are people in the world, like, that have so much worse things.
And you're complaining about this. Like, I always have
to. And, like, I was like
Sam gets mad at me.
I was so butthurt about that until you put it in perspective.
I bring Sam back down to reality a lot. And that's why I think a lot of people like us together. Not only on the show, but in our personal life, because I always, like, I'm the buster of Sam's bubble. I don't stop my husband from dreaming, and I'm not like a what, a wet blanket.
Yeah, I was like legitimately sad though. I was on the couch.
I'm not a ruiner of Sam's hopes and dreams. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm the one that always has to remind Sam it could be worse. So, like, be thankful for what you have. That's my.
Part about that, it was just how you said it, motherfucker. You like those were your. Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did. Hey, you can play a role on this podcast if you want.
Everybody knows I don't curse, Sam.
Oh, okay. Now you just lied to
Sam,
roughly.
I do not. Do I curse?
40 to 50.
Do I curse?
Yes, you do. Like, what I'm talking about, like, I can't get Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. You just like, motherfucker. Like, it was so like, this is not a problem. Like, the look you gave me, it was like, motherfucker. Either way, man, that was great. I still stick with Sadie, how she said it, 300, 600, 900 more. We gonna keep going. I really don't know how to end this podcast, so I'm just gonna end it. All things related to the podcast you can find at samshownation.com.
So I'm going to hit a little throwback. Can we have a little Wayne break? No, I'm joking. Remember that last set of show I did was like the anniversary show, and I hosted it, and I kept having a little Wayne break.
Yeah, that shit was weird. Like, I can say it now. Yeah. Like, I was trying to be, like, supportive, but, like, yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
Screw you.
But I get it. You had to get over your nervousness. But anything related to the podcast can be found at samshownation.com. You can talk to me personally on Twitter at samshow11. Facebook, just talking with Sam. Instagram, just talking with Sam. I can't thank you guys enough, man. I mean, as much as we get down and we fool on this podcast, we have a great time. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the listeners. So we thank y'all for y'all tremendous support. Tremendous love, and the people who called in, the people who left voicemails. Thank you guys so much, and I'm just gonna end it, man. I don't end it, I'll probably like cry.
Thank you, later. Guys. Starts whimpering like a little.
There was ever a time to cry. This would be it, but I'm not gonna do it. I wouldn't give, you know why I wouldn't do it? I would give you the satisfaction, because you'll come back next week on 301 and be like, you ain't gonna believe this shit. He cried. Oh, bitch. Like you would do that.
Why do you try to make it? Make him seem like fake people saying I'm like some mean pimp. That's slapping.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
You all make right, it look so good. End the show here, because I am not a woman.
All right.
Slaps you at night.
Yeah. Next week, samshownation.com. See you guys later.